The EPA could be in some hot water over a new rule. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency appears to have missed yesterday's court-ordered deadline to issue a new rule regulating industrial boilers. There are 60 boilers in Michigan. They provide power for chemical plants and paper mills. As Tracy Samilton reports, the rule is likely to become a political football when it is issued.
Mike Garfield of the Ecology Center says boilers release lead, mercury, and fine particulates, just like their larger cousins, coal-burning power plants. He says pollution scrubbing equipment on the boilers would save lives.
EPA has calculated that the new pollution control requirements will prevent more than 5,000 deaths a year.
But industry lobbyists say the expense of the equipment will mean lost manufacturing jobs. A group of U.S. senators says they're planning to draft a bill to give the EPA more time to improve the rule, so it protects public health without hurting the economy. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
This is the Environment Report. The Anglers of the Aussable has a new report that details the group's concerns over oil and gas pipelines in northern Michigan. They're especially worried about protecting the Aussable and Manistee Rivers. John Bebo is with the Anglers group. He says they started investigating pipelines after the major oil spill last summer in the Kalamazoo River. A pipeline owned by Enbridge Energy Partners broke and spilled more than 800,000 gallons into the river.
And we quickly determined that an even bigger pipeline owned by the same company flows under the Aussable and its tributaries numerous times.
That pipeline is called Line 5. It's the largest oil pipeline in the Midwest, and it goes through the very heart of the Aussable watershed. The report notes that Line 5 carries as much as 22 million gallons of crude oil and natural gas liquids beneath the Aussable River every day. John Bebo calls the Aussable a world-class trout stream. He says if there were an oil spill, it would be devastating.
The Aussable River is a major magnet for tourism and recreation. It is a river life up there.
Bebo says they have serious concerns about a potential oil spill, but he says his group's been surprised at how responsive Enbridge has been. He says the company is planning to put in a new remote-controlled valve on Line 5 that would help stop the flow of oil into the river if a spill were to happen. Bebo says Enbridge is also running mock disaster exercises on Line 5. The Anglers group also investigated natural gas pipelines in Michigan. They're worried if there was a big rupture and it ignited, it could start a devastating forest fire. The Anglers report notes that the state of Michigan has just 6 inspectors to oversee 65,000 miles of pipelines. Here's where the Anglers ran into trouble. They wanted to find out the condition of the pipelines in northern Michigan where the Aussable and Manistee rivers flow. So they filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Michigan Public Service Commission. The commission regulates natural gas pipelines within the state.
They asked us for almost $14,000 in order to fully review all of the natural gas pipelines in northern Michigan. A regulatory agency ought to have their records in a format that wouldn't require $14,000 of staff time in order to review so that they could be publicly available.
The Anglers group filed a second, more narrowly defined request. The commission said that would cost $889. The Anglers group is planning to pay that, but that's only going to give them a limited picture of the condition of natural gas pipelines. The report came out on President's Day, and neither Enbridge nor the Michigan Public Service Commission were reachable for comment. You can find a link to the new report on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.